Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back here during Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat, every type of cut. Two Lincoln locations, one in Omaha. Check them out today. A couple days away from Fired Up Friday, starting at, I believe, 11 o'clock, running till 2 at any of these Certified Piedmontese locations. It's a different meal every week. Check them out on Instagram to get the week's menu. All right, back to this transfer portal conversation. Money G started it off by just asking, if I was the portal president for college football, what changes would I make? The part we didn't really get to was the windows. So Money G's idea is the portal opens up a week after the national championship game and closes March 1st. All players have to declare the team they are transferring to during that period. This is the only time, the only window that they are allowed to transfer. Get the thought. Like the idea, don't love the idea. Opening it up after the national championship game, so mid-January, yes, absolutely, on board. Some of that, though, will change with the 12-team playoff, because my guess is that the national championship game won't still fall, you know, early mid-January. It's probably going to instead fall closer to the end of January. So really, what you're doing is, after the national championship game gets moved back, you're giving kids 5 weeks to make a decision, which for some is going to be plenty of time, and for others, it might be a legitimately tough decision. And hey, again, we were all 18 years old listening here, I presume. Y'all ever procrastinate anything before? Right? Some kids would just push the conversations off, not want to have it because it is a tough conversation. So giving guys just essentially a month to decide, you know, something so big with their future, if you're only giving them one transfer, I think a lot of guys are going to need, and gals, obviously, a lot of student athletes are going to need more than just 1 month to do that. The other thing is, I think there needs to be a post-spring window as well. Whether that window is, you know, legitimately after, you know, spring practice is over, or whether, as 0739 says, you know, why not make the portal May 15th at the end of the school year, till July 1st, that would allow them to finish the school year and be ready at the new school for fall. This is why I think there need to be two transfer windows. Because, yes, the pre-spring window makes sense. If you want to go, if you want to get settled, you know, sometimes classes won't start until, you know, late January anyway. So if you can go and you can enroll, you know, quote-unquote early at a place, you should have the ability to do that and get ahead of the curve. And then on the flip side, after spring practice, you know, maybe you're not as high in the depth chart as you thought you were going to be. Or maybe after spring, your position coach leaves. Or maybe, you know, grandma was fine in the winter and she fell in the spring. You want to be closer to home and have to help family out, right? There's all sorts of things that can go into that. But I do think that that post-spring into summer window is good to give guys another chance and still get there, get settled in time, just like they're coming, you know, from high school again, if they went all the way through. So I think two transfer windows makes the most sense. But they do have to be reasonable dates imposed on it. So yeah, post championship game window, and this is just for football, right? We can have a similar and different conversation for basketball here in a sec, but for football, yeah, I would say post national championship game till, I don't know, mid-March, give them a couple extra weeks. And then I would say have a day after every single program is done with spring practice. Guys can't put their name in until, you know, everyone's done with spring practice is when it will officially open up. And then I would like to see that window close. And see, this is where I would need to talk to like a Brian Munson or some college coaches. Would the window need to close before the dead period? I would think so. I think July 1, you know, makes some sense for that. Because there still does need to be a dead period for everyone's sake, for everyone's sanity, a no-contact period. How long does it have to be? How essential is it for the transfer portal versus high school recruiting? I don't know. There's another discussion to be had there. But I would think that most guys would want to be settled and moved in for summer workouts, you know, as far in advance as they could, right? So if that gets them there by July, you know, obviously they'll have to be there before fall practice starts in mid to late July and into August, because again, teams are playing that last week in August. Now the season's creeping forward earlier in the calendar. It's also creeping later at the end. There's more games. It's more spread out. So these windows are just naturally getting more compressed by schedule creep, which is another thing to keep in mind. The basketball one, it is insane. It makes no sense at all for the transfer portal to be open while there is basketball going on. Who did that? Who thought of that system? Why would the portal be open? Why would we make coaches that are coaching in the Final Four worry about what next year's team is? All their focus should be on...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This year's team, and on finding a way to win two more games. Transfer portal should not open up until not even the Monday after. Give it like the Wednesday or Thursday after the national championship game for basketball. And then the other part I disagree with from Money G is all players have to declare the team that they are transferring to during that period. Again, I understand the thought. That would be great peace of mind to have a decision made that early. And for the most part, I assume that most guys will have a decision made, you know, in that time frame. But I also don't want to impose an arbitrary deadline on these kids for this decision. Again, especially if they're trying to get out of a bad situation. The ones that have something, you know, going wrong close to home, yeah, they'll pick a school closer to home. It shouldn't be, you know, as hard. But for kids with a lot of options, you want to make sure they have enough time. And let's say a kid, you know, goes in the portal or enters his name in the portal with 1 week to go. He has 1 week to take all his visits and make up his mind. Yeah, you can say make up your mind that you're going to transfer earlier, but maybe it's a tough conversation, right? So as long as the name is in the portal by the time it closes, I think that's okay for guys to be able to commit to a school when they feel comfortable, when they've had the visits that they're able to take, the conversations that they're able to have. I'm okay with not making them commit in that same window. 93-39. No more portal. NIL rules all of it anyways. Kids sign contracts. You want the most money. You sign a 3 or 4 year, but that's your school. You want to gamble. You sign a 1 year or 2 year. And then there is one window for transfers or free agency per year. Given the professionalization that we've talked about a lot on this program and others, you know, across the city, state, country and world, I'm sure. Given the professionalization, do we want to lean into a professional system, or do we want to separate it and keep college sports as close to college sports as possible? Part of me sees the value in continuing the professionalization of making it just one window, right? But don't forget, in pro sports too, you can sign as a free agent during training camp and come in and miss a couple weeks. Do we want to make a system where, you know, college players can keep floating out there in the vortex, as Jay Foreman would call it, sign with a team, you know, halfway through fall camp, and then probably legitimately not see the field till conference play without that ramp and without that runway of non-conference? I don't know if I like that. I think there does need to be a renewed sense of college athletics as the middle ground between high school and professional. Some of the elements that we've already lost from the high school element of college is, think about how big conferences are, and you're not even playing everyone in them all the time. You're not getting as many regional games, right? When I think about high school, I think of Friday Night Lights, and I think of, you know, the team 20 miles down the road that fans travel to en masse. It's their big road game. It's their rivalry game. Doesn't matter where it is, it's going to be hard fought. Do I think Nebraska's fine in the Big Ten? Yes. Do I think Nebraska had better rivalries and more emotion in the Big 8 and the Big 12? Absolutely. I don't want to punish schools for chasing the biggest bag they can get. I don't want to punish student-athletes for chasing the biggest bag they can get. But at some point, if all we're doing and all we're seeing is bag chasing, okay, our values are officially out of whack, officially out of alignment. If the bag comes alongside making a good decision for the future, and that bag is part of the good decision for the future, great, go get your money. Absolutely on board. But who's getting more of the money right now? How much more of this money from these big television contracts is actually going to student athletes? I'd love to know. If there's a breakdown out there, send it to me. And maybe we don't know because some of these mega deals are still pretty new. But if schools are going to be receiving obscene amounts of money to travel, you know, halfway across the country, or in this case of the Big Ten, travel about as far as you can across the continental United States. It spans from Rutgers in Piscataway to Eugene, Oregon, right now. Heck, maybe Los Angeles is further. That's a big conference. And that's not really what I think we want to think of conferences as. So if we're going to put that many more miles on our student athletes, they deserve to see benefits from that. But some of the other benefits they can get are sticking at a school and learning through adversity. Are sticking at a school even if there's a new position coach, because everything else is great. And I just have to trust that my head coach, who I committed to, is going to hire another good coach, and that I can work with anyone and prove I can get along with them and still become the best version of me. A change is not a reason to change all the time. It can be. It can be a catalyst. It can be an impetus, absolutely. But sometimes staying the course is stronger than change. And we know how the winds of change are buffeting college athletics, and the waves are crazy that are being made. But sometimes you just got to white knuckle it, stay the course, and you'll come out the other side better for it. Hopefully you guys are better off for having listened to Old School today. We got one segment left to go. It felt like a lot of me rambling. I appreciate all of you who have chimed in on the Starter Heyman text line. One more segment to go here on Old School on a Tuesday. We'll wrap up the show, get you to Ticket Weeknights right after this.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.